It was 2 months ago today when the Buffalo School District's computer system was hacked. The event interrupted remote learning for a few days. Overall, though, the impact of the attack was downplayed. Superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash, in a press release the following Monday, said, quote, "Staff has restored the functionality of equipment, systems, and applications in the majority of our buildings. 54 of 67 building locations reported no disruption to internet and wireless systems." But that might not be all there is to the case. Lane Dowdle of Investigative Post has been taking a closer look.
They're still really suffering the effects of the attack. They lost a lot of the data and the systems in central administration that are essential to kind of operating a school. So, for example, transportation systems were affected, accounting systems, their legal system as well. And then other systems were affected, like personal drives on computers for students and teachers, as well as applications for school next fall.
You know, when we hear about hacks at larger corporations or retail outlets and things like that, we worry about certain types of information getting out. Do we know if that type of personal information was also part of this attack?
You know, that's not a yes, but it's also not a no. So they really can't say whether personal information is still out there, because they never really, the attackers haven't been apprehended. So they can't say that personal information was taken, but there are concerns from teachers, from parents. They know that these systems were impacted. There's been rumors of Social Security numbers being used to apply for unemployment amongst the teachers. And I know the Buffalo Teachers Federation wrote a letter to the superintendent expressing these concerns, because if personal information was compromised, the district is obligated to share that information with the group of exposed people.
It brings up another question about whether or not or how much the district really should be making public about what has occurred in this particular case. In this case, you're using sources from inside the district and people who have been told by other people about what perhaps maybe is happening inside the district. But what about that? What, I guess, is the rationale here for the Buffalo Public School District not to inform its constituency more about what happened?
So the rationale is that there's an ongoing investigation still into what is happening, what really happened with the attack. But the attack has affected the reopening of schools. It's affected applications for next school year. And when it's still impacting decisions that parents, that teachers are maybe waiting on, there really should be some sort of update, some sort of communication with parents and teachers that, yeah, these systems were affected in the attack.
When it comes to information, and you know, we talk about digital information, it's one thing, and sometimes maybe the numbers can kind of elude us in terms of understanding, but can you put into context the type or the amount of information that was hacked in this event with the Buffalo Public School District?
So one source told me that the district lost hundreds of terabytes of data. And if you were to print out all of the documents that were lost, it would fill KeyBank Center all the way to the rafters. So they really lost a lot in this attack.
Well, Lane Dowdle of Investigative Post, appreciate your time. Thanks very much, and we look forward to hearing more about this story as we move forward.
Yeah, thank you so much.